The chief executive of Australia Post says she wants to build a better relationship with the big four banks, which are closing branches in some regional centres. Although its traditional snail mail business is in constant decline, Christine Holgate says Australia Post's outlook is far from bleak and that last year it contributed almost $6 billion to the economy. But she insists Australia Post is not applying for a full banking licence to exploit the revelations from the Financial Services Royal Commission. Christine Holgate spoke with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
I don't know if we really need to become a full bank, in all honesty, Peter, but there is a need for us to perhaps do what we do and do more to help the banks. You know, there are 1,500 communities in Australia where there is no bank or government service agency. And so it's Australia Post that those communities rely on. And if they have nowhere in those communities to put in money or get out money, it really threatens the viability of that town.
But does the closure of bank branches in some parts of regional Australia actually create the opportunity for Australia Post to seek a proper banking licence to take on the big four banks?
I think the closure of many banks in small communities certainly creates the need for Australia Post to serve those communities. But it's not really critical that we become a bank. But without a place that people can actually have some basic financial services, communities die.
Given what we've heard at the Financial Services Royal Commission, have there been any discussions about becoming a bank, perhaps becoming a fifth pillar to take on the big four?
We service and support 70 different financial institutions, so we have many different partners. I think there's a significant opportunity for us to work closer with the banks. But Peter, we need to be paid fairly. We have a growing bank at post business where the transactions, particularly when the banks close down in a particular community, continue to rise, but we lose money on those transactions.
Has the board of Australia Post considered a potential banking licence, or have there been any discussions with the banking regulator APRA about a licence?
Of course I would consider the opportunity to work closer with the banks, do more things for them.
Australia Post has a universal service obligation to look after rural and regional Australia. So do you see a higher profile in banking services as fitting into that commitment?
I think there's a really growing, important role for Australia Post in rural and regional Australia to offer more government services and perhaps more financial services.
Have you been personally shocked by some of the revelations out of the Banking Royal Commission?
I think all of us have felt an element of disappointment. And I think it's been a really good and difficult lesson for any CEO in the country to actually look at our own businesses and where to see there may be holes or flaws in what we do.
In some ways, do you consider it's perhaps a good for the Australia Post image not being a bank, given some of the disturbing and shocking revelations that we've seen out of the Royal Commission?
You know, the banks were on a very high pedestal. And I want to be their friend. I don't want to sit and criticise them because, for me, they play a very important role in the infrastructure of this country.
You've also inherited some pretty big challenges as traditional snail mail continues to decline. How much is that taking out of the business?
We start every year losing about 10% of our letters, which means about 240 million we face losing this financial year coming. So it's a big, big challenge.
Where do you see traditional mail deliveries 10 years down the track? Will that part of the business still exist?
Personally, I think it will exist. And actually, crazy as this might sound, there are even opportunities for parts of letters to grow again. And one thing that the same-sex marriage postal survey did last year was prove the cut-through that you can have with mail. But undoubtedly, it will decline overall in revenues. And the challenge for me is that for every $1 of letters I lose, I have to make $2 of parcels to make up for the same profit contribution back to the company.
You've taken a lower profile at Australia Post than your, I suppose, controversial predecessor, Ahmed Fahour, and you've also taken a lighter pay packet. What does that say about the gender pay gap in Australia?
I never took the job for money, Peter. I suspect you don't do yours for money. And I believe I can have a greater impact to help the equality of women and many other minorities doing the job I do. And pay is just one of those things. But for me, it's not the thing that gets me up in the morning.
Australia Post Chief Executive Christine Holgate with our Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.